Yeah, time for Robbo's Pet Project with Bark Bendigo Animal Relief Centre. Ben from Bark is with us this morning. Morning, Ben.
Good morning, Robbo. Thanks for having us on again.
Pleasure. Now, we're talking cats today, and we're talking about the fact that you've got a few that you would like to find forever homes for. I was just thinking, you should get that bloke off the infomercials. You know, we've got cats, 17 cats, but wait, there's more. We've got kittens, seniors, blah, blah, blah.
You get a cat. We get a cat.
Everybody gets a cat. But on a serious note, you have got a lot of cats there. We need to try and rehome as many of them as we can. And so you're offering something a little different and a little special as well.
Yeah, so Bark, as you said, have a few cats in care at the moment in need of homes. So we've set ourselves a little mission to get 20 cats, 20 homes in the next 20 hours. So between 10 a.m. this morning, Thursday, till close of business, 12 p.m. on Sunday. That's 20 working hours for us. And we're hoping that we can get at least one cat out every hour into a brand new home. We've got lots of different cats and kittens available, so from, you know, kittens at 10 weeks of age up to senior cats at 8 years plus. And in order to assist us getting those homes, what we're doing is we're offering a special promotion where we'll halve the adoption fee on any cat adopted within the next 20 hours from our shelter here in Bark. So that brings the price down a little bit, and it ensures that we get our animals out into good homes.
Yeah, indeed. And, you know, it's still a minor cost compared to, you know, buying from breeders and what have you. And I'm just looking at the montage of cats on our Facebook page, and it'll be on the website fairly soon as well. There's some gorgeous-looking cats there.
Absolutely lovely cats. Lots of different colours, lots of different personalities. I'm sure we can find a cat to suit everybody's home lifestyle. And yeah, as you said, all the fees go towards the de-sexing and the vaccinations and the medical work that goes to getting our cats adoption ready and out into the community.
What sort of makes, you know, there be a spike in cats needing homes? Is there any particular reason behind it?
But we do see ebbs and flows in the cat population within the shelter. You know, we have a distinct kitten season, which was earlier in the year. But we are seeing more and more animals enter the shelter at the moment, just due to changing, you know, their previous owners' circumstances and things. And unfortunately, cats are ones that can multiply fast and are out in the community and do end up in the shelter looking for homes. So, as I said, we behaviour test all our cats. We can give you a little bit about their personalities, all their medical work's done, and most importantly, their de-sex when they go back out into the community ready for their new lives.
Well, I just I babysat a little black cat that was a rescue cat a week or so back, and just beautiful, you know. Yeah, just wonderful. I can't recommend it enough you know, these can really enhance your life. I was very, very sad to give it back, to be honest, but, you know, it's not right for me at the moment. And I guess that's part of what you guys do, make sure that you assess the circumstances to make sure that it's the right environment for the animal to go to as well.
Yeah, 100%. So although we're keen to get the animals out of the shelter and into home environments, we're still conducting our adoption meet and greets and answering any questions and asking our own questions about potential homes.
Yeah. Well, how do people contact you?
Yeah, so via our website, bendigoanimalreliefcentre.com.au, they can see all the wonderful cats we've got available for adoption. And that gets updated every half an hour. We are aiming to get quite a few more cats onto the website over the next few days. They can also give us a call on 5441 2209.
Okay, and of course they're on our Facebook page and we'll be up shortly on our website as well. Hey, I forgot, like I was off last week, obviously. The week before that, we actually found a home for one of the dogs that we spoke about on the day that we talked about it on air, which is a fantastic result.
Yeah, look, we normally do, Robbo, so we always appreciate your help. But, yeah, getting the dogs on the radio there and, you know, just encouraging people and having a chat about them and the cats as well. We often see people come in that day and have a meet of the animal we've spoken about. So we appreciate all the help you do give us.
No, more than happy to do it. It's wonderful. Hey, Ben, have yourself a great week. Good luck with it. We'll report next week how it all went and look forward to chatting then.
We'll keep you updated. Thanks, Robbo.
Good on you. Ben from Bark. Bendigo Animal Relief Centre, Robbo's Pet Project.